If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Joining us now is Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. So, Jen, I thought that dominoes were only invented so you could line them up and knock them down. I didn't know it was actually a game.
Yes, it apparently, good morning, Wendy. It apparently is a game. It is very popular in the Puerto Rican community. And there's a new domino club coming to Chicago's Humboldt Park Cultural District, which is in Humboldt Park. It's a Puerto Rican neighborhood, and there's going to be lessons on how to play dominoes. They're trying to keep the Puerto Rican tradition of dominoes alive in this community that has worked to preserve Puerto Rican culture all along that stretch of Division Street just west of Western Avenue.
I would like to learn how to play. That would be fun.
I would too, yeah. I was actually just on Wikipedia trying to figure out how exactly to play. Couldn't wrap my head around it right now, but hey, I can maybe pop into this domino club and learn a few lessons.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. There's a woman who has helped someone out by donating a kidney. This is a great story.
This is some impact for you. Our reporter, Quinn Myers, our Wicker Park reporter, wrote about this beloved choreographer who has worked all across the city and all over the world and trained dancers everywhere, Joffrey Ballet, Hubbard Street Dance, Goodman Theater, and he needed a kidney. His name is Randy Duncan. He was in bad shape, and we did a story about how he can't dance, but he's still trying to, you know, work and choreograph. One of our readers donated a kidney to Randy. So we thrilled to hear this. A woman from Oak Park saw his story and said, hey, I have a kidney I can donate. And now he has a new kidney. He is undergoing physical therapy, and he should be able to dance again. So just an amazing story of people stepping up for one another, which we really need right now.
Oh, we sure do. And this is a sad one. A lot of people are surrendering their pets for many reasons, and Chicago's overcrowded animal shelter needs some help.
Exactly. Animal Care and Control has actually been dealing with overcrowding since 2021. It was like there was that rush in 2020 when everyone adopted pets when they were working from home. And then people had to go back to work. And then things got really expensive, like pet food and veterinary care. And folks just can't afford to keep their pets. So a lot of people are bringing them back to the animal shelter, which is really rough because it leads to euthanasias of some pets. The shelter's completely overcrowded. So the Animal Care and Control has listed a bunch of resources for people who can't afford pet food or veterinary care, and you could find those all on our website at blockclubchicago.org. It helps set people up with housing assistance if they have a landlord who won't allow them to have the pet, free food, spay and neuter services, discounted veterinary care. Basically, they're saying there are things you can do before giving up your pet if cost is an issue.
I wish there was some way to lower the cost of pet care, especially my Kona has allergies, and his Apoquel that he takes is like, you know, hundreds of dollars. It's really expensive, and all the vaccinations and everything, it's a lot of money.
It is. Actually, my cat is being picked up by my wife at the vet at this moment and paying a steep bill for her heart disease. So, vet care is really expensive, and it's rough for people. But there are amazing organizations in the city, from community orgs to CACC, working to help keep pets in homes where they belong, not in the shelter. The love is the most important thing you can give these pets, and there are people who can help you with the cost.
Well, we will look at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder over there at Block Club Chicago. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Wendy.